Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine on KNIA Cabarless. Right now, you're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. And on the program, we're semi-live, I guess you could say, at Reichert's Dairy Air. And we're going to be talking about this Sunday's festivities with the Farm Crawl, the 2013 Farm Crawl going on. And right now, being joined by Lois. Lois, appreciate you being on the program today.
Glad to be part of it.
And we're kind of talking to you as you're working here and right standing in front of the goats. And what is the Farm Crawl all about?
What we're trying to do is educate people about local foods, about the way all of our farms work together. We're all part of a community. What kind of effort and work it takes to make this food, why it costs a little bit more than what you find in the grocery store. And just, for me personally, I want people to meet the goats, to see that this is a real operation with real, a lot of people think, oh, well, where does milk come from? Where does cheese come from? The store. Well, no, it doesn't. We're trying to get people to learn where their food really comes from.
Well, Lois, what are the plans for Reichert's Dairy Air when people make their stop here?
All right. Well, of course, meeting the goats will be the big thing that we like to do, and we'll have people back there to talk about each goat, their personalities, what our routine is with milking, just the fun things that make goats goats. We'll have a pen with the younger goats for the kids to go in and play with and pet if they like. I'll have a table set up with cheese samples, and we'll have cheese for sale. We're busily making as much as we can so people can get some cheese for themselves. We'll have the Stamps Family Farm here that raises pastured pork. They're part of our operation in that they take all my waste product away and feed that back to their pigs, which are pastured. And they make wonderful pork, and they also raise chickens at times during the year as well. Grape Escape Winery, which is, well, it was the first winery in Marion County, will be here. They're traditionally been here with us right from the beginning, and they'll have samples of their wine and wine for sale. And then one new thing I've added this year is Angora goats for fiber. And so I have not sheared them yet, so everybody can see what their fuzzy, woolly coats are like, and they can go pet the Angoras and see them too. So
it's got the wine and the cheese combination, and you're making cheese right now, I'm seeing, as I'm looking around here. So how much preparation goes into to making just a batch of cheese, and how much preparation is going into this Sunday's batch?
Well, a lot of preparation, because we do have to clean up a little bit for the farm crawl. It's like when you have company over. You got to, all of a sudden you look around and see all the things that really need to be cleaned up. Getting help, enough help, because we only have a single drive. The traffic control for safety is our biggest concern when we have thousands of cars coming in and out. As far as cheese goes, yes, I'm turning every drop of milk into cheese so we have enough to sell. And I've made cheese every day this week. Each different kind of cheese takes a different amount of preparation. So the basic soft cheese is about 3 days from milk into the package. The feta is about 3 days from milk into the package as well. The Robiola and the European styles, they take a little bit longer. What I'll have for sale on Sunday will be a week old, which is still a very young cheese. Those are all I'll have for sale this Sunday are those. So,
Lois, you mentioned you needed enough help, but you've got actually some special visitors in here helping you out for this week.
All of us, all the family farms depend on their families to come and help us out with this big thing. So my mother and my aunt came from Kansas, and so they're busily back here wrapping cheese and slapping labels on it and not arguing too much yet, so that's good.
And avoiding the snow that's heading their way right
well,
now too, right?
They're going to have cold. I don't think they'll get snow, but they are going to be, which is strange, colder in Kansas than here on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
There you go. And you have somebody else over here helping you make some cheese.
Danielle Hartzell is my main helper. So she's actually a paid employee of Reichert's Dairy Air, and she's the one I depend on. She's a natural. She milks goats for her family at home too, so busily scooping curd right now.
So what is the process of making the cheese? It looks she's scooping the curds into, looks like a bucket, kind of a strainer.
Well, it's a bag. She's got a bag that the curds go into, and they're sitting in the strainer. Last night I filled the vat with milk, pasteurized it, and then cooled it. Then I added a culture, which causes the milk to acidify. Added a little bit of rennet, which just helps it coagulate. So by morning, we have curds, and we're separating the curds from the whey. So she's scooping the solid coagulated milk, which is still very soft, into a bag. The bag coming with the curds right now, they probably weigh 10 pounds a piece. By tomorrow morning when they're done draining, they'll weigh about 3 or 4 pounds.
Wow.
So that's how much whey is lost. On average, for every pound of cheese, it takes 10 pounds of milk.
Okay.
So
there's that.
Yeah.
So if somebody were to want to come by this Sunday during the farm crawl, how much does it cost to get on the farm?
That's the best part. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, wow.
Education is free.
That's good.
And so, yeah, great way to bring your kids and just a family day that if you want to spend money, you can. If you don't want to, you can do the whole thing and never spend a dime.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. That's right.
And where is Reichert's Dairy Air located?
We are located just a mile off Highway 14, south of Knoxville. Drive south on 14, and we'll be the first sign you run into that says Farm Crawl, and it'll say Reichert's Dairy Air. So if you turn west onto G76 or Quebec Street, go a mile, and then you'll see a sign to come back this way. Come all the way to the... Then there'll be people directing traffic from there.
A lot of cars.
All right.
Well, Lois, we appreciate you talking with us. Hopefully Sunday will turn out to be a very great event for you.
I hope so. I hope to see everybody there. Thanks a lot.
That's Lois Reichert with Reichert's Dairy Air. Again, you can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand at KNIAKBLS.com by clicking under the radio audio media player. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's Let's Talk Pella is up next.